This is Radio Nepal. I'm Dila Prasai with the news. The headlines first. Nepal Sambat 1143 being observed today. President Bidya Devi Bhandari extends her best wishes. Fifth day of the R festival being celebrated by performing Govardhan Puja, worship of cow dung. Election Commission directs federal election candidates not to open more than 3 contact offices in an electoral constituency. Prime Minister Sher Bahadur Deoba congratulates new British Prime Minister Rishi Sunak. And a newly appointed British Prime Minister Rishi Sunak appoints his team of top ministers on his first day as the UK's Prime Minister. Now the news in detail. President Bidya Devi Bhandari has extended her best wishes for the happiness, peace and prosperity to all Nepalis living in the country and abroad on the occasion of Nepal Sambat 1143. In a message of greetings yesterday, she said that Nepal Sambat is the original National Sambat, which is determined by calculating the lunar month. This day is celebrated as the new year of Nepal Sambat in Kathmandu, Lalitpur, Bhaktapur, Banepa, Dhulikhel, Barabise and Dolakha, where there is a majority of Newar community. President Bidya Devi Bhandari also remembered the public welfare and charitable works of National Luminary Sankhadar Shakwa and expressed a belief that the day would inspire everyone to move forward for the advancement and progress of the society. Vice President Nanda Bahadur Poon has said that the diversity of faith and cultures have made the national unity stronger. The Vice President made this observation in a message of best wishes he gave on the occasion of Tihar Festival 2079 Bikram Samvat and the Nepal Samvat New Year 1143. He wished that may the various festivals provide the energy to forge ahead in unity for building a prosperous Nepal, stating that a secular nation Nepal, which is full of multi-ethnic, multi-linguistic, multi-religious, multicultural and geographical diversity, is very rich in terms of culture and customs as well. Vice President Poon expressed the belief that the festival of Tihar and Nepal's unique calendar, the Nepal Sambat, contribute towards further consolidating the national unity by enhancing mutual goodwill, tolerance, brotherhood and unity among the Nepalis. The fifth day of the Tihar festival is being observed today by worshipping cow dung, called as Govardhan Puja. It is celebrated as the day when Lord Krishna defeated God Indra by lifting Govardhan mountain on his small finger to save the disciples from Indra's wrath. Apart from these, cow dung carries huge importance in farming as it enhances soil fertility, improves the quality of earthworms and promotes crop health by acting as an organic fertilizer. Additionally, cow dung and cow urine are excellent sources of energy to generate biogas and electricity. Security has been beefed up in Kathmandu Valley in view of the Deepavali, Nepal Sambat and Chhat festivals. Chief District Officer of Kathmandu, Ghanashyam Upadhyay, said the security has been strengthened to prevent any untoward incidents during the festival period. He further added that the Devsi Bhairo cultural program could be organized until 10 p.m. Prime Minister Sher Bahadur Deoba has congratulated Rishi Sunak for his election as the leader of the Conservative Party and the next Prime Minister of the UK. Taking his Twitter handle yesterday, Prime Minister Deoba congratulated Rishi Sunak on being chosen as the leader of the Conservative Party and the next Prime Minister of the UK, while wishing Sunak all the best in this important responsibility. Prime Minister Deoba said he looked forward to working with the British Prime Minister to advance the long-standing Nepal-UK relationship. The Election Commission has directed political parties and candidates not to open more than 3 contact offices in an electoral constituency. Issuing a 7-point directive yesterday, the Election Commission allowed the concerned candidates for the House of Representatives election to open up to 3 contact offices in their respective constituencies, also covering the provincial electoral constituency. However, the candidates towards the provincial assembly election and proportional category are allowed to set up only 1 contact office in their constituency. Meanwhile, the Election Commission has removed the names of 550 candidates from the closed list of candidates submitted by the party for the proportional election system. Gokarna Mani Duwadi, the chief returning officer for the proportional election system, said the commission evaluated the qualifications of the candidates nominated by the political parties and dismissed those not meeting the criteria. He further said the names of underage candidates and candidates with dual nominations have been removed from the list. Likewise, the commission has removed the names of the candidates who did not pay the fines as per the commission's provisions. The commission is publishing the final closed list of candidates for the proportional election system today. Likewise, the Election Commission has dispatched the ballot papers for the proportional election system for the November 20th election to 68 districts. Commission spokesperson Surya Prasad Arial said the ballot paper for the remaining districts would be transported immediately after the Bihar festival. Ambassador of Nepal to Bangladesh, Ghanshyam Bhandari, called on Prime Minister of Bangladesh, Sheikh Hasina, at the latter's residence at Ganabhavan, Dhaka, yesterday. On the occasion, discussions were held on consolidating Nepal-Bangladesh relations with a focus on better linkages in the areas of trade, transit, energy, education and tourism, among others. The Prime Minister recalled the support of Nepali political and civil society leaders during the Liberation War of Bangladesh in 1971. Prime Minister Hasina also assured Ambassador Bhandari of the full support and cooperation of the government of Bangladesh and wished him all success. Ambassador Bhandari also expressed his commitment to work towards enhancing the relationship between the two countries during his tenure. Home Minister Balkrishna Khanda said the Gautam Buddha International Airport in Rupandehi provides an opportunity to develop Bhairava as an economic hub. He further said the airport could also be developed as a cargo center, speeding up economic activities in the town. While speaking at a program organized by the 5-party ruling alliance in Rupandehi yesterday, the Home Minister said that the 5-party alliance was formed to protect the people's sovereignty. You are listening to Radio Nepal 8M English News Bulletin. We continue with the international updates now. Rishi Sunak has become the new UK Prime Minister after meeting King Charles at Buckingham Palace. Sunak will be the UK's third leader in 7 weeks after winning a Tory leadership contest triggered by Truss stepping down. In his first speech, Rishi Sunak just tried to address the key criticisms of the Conservative Party. He acknowledged that the UK is facing a profound economic crisis, saying he has to fix the mistakes made by his predecessor. He also promised integrity in government, something opponents say was missing under Boris Johnson. Meanwhile, the Liberal Democrats responded immediately after Sunak finished his speech, saying he failed to reassure the public worried about the winter ahead. The Labour Party has also asked to have an early election, accusing the Conservatives of failing to address the crisis. At least 9 people died after Ceylon Citroen slammed into Bangladesh southern coast, disrupting communications and power links and destroying houses. Officials said the cyclone barreled in from the Bay of Bengal early on Monday, with winds gusting up to 88 kilometers per hour and a storm surge of about 3 meters that flooded low-lying coastal areas. Power and telephone links have been largely cut and coastal areas plunged into darkness. Now the general weather forecast for the country for today. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be partly to generally cloudy in Province 1, Bagmati Province, and partly cloudy in the hilly areas of the Gandaki Province and Lumbini Province, and mainly fair in the rest of the country. Kathmandu's weather report now: maximum temperature of 25.4 degrees Celsius and minimum temperature of 12.4 degrees Celsius. With this news, we have come to the end of this bulletin, but before we wrap up the headlines once again. Nepal Sambat 1143 being observed today, President Bidya Devi Bhandari extends her best wishes. Fifth day of the Har festival being celebrated by performing Govardhan Puja, worship of cow dung. Election Commission directs federal election candidates not to open more than 3 contact offices in an electoral constituency. Prime Minister Sher Bahadur Deoba congratulates new British Prime Minister Rishi Sunak. And newly appointed British Prime Minister Rishi Sunak appoints his team of top ministers on his first day as the UK's Prime Minister. Well, that's all that we have for this edition. Our next English News edition is at 2 in the afternoon. You can also listen to us online at our website www.radionepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Stay tuned, stay safe and have a good day.